They keep trying. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This is now the third blown terrorist attack to make headlines since September. There was Najibul Azazi, the Colorado airport van driver who came to New York to attack the subway system, but he was stopped before he could get into the city. Then in December, there was Umar Abdulmutallab, who tried to blow up a plane but only set his underwear on fire. Then on Saturday, somebody packed an alarm clock, firecrackers, propane tanks, and non-explosive fertilizer into a car in Times Square, but all it did was fizzle. If these are organized terrorist attacks, fortunately, they've been sending in the B team. But sooner or later, luck runs out, so this is a good time to remind ourselves that if one of these things does succeed, it doesn't mean we have to hunker down or paralyze ourselves or go to war. You look at our two latest disasters, the Iceland volcano and the oil blowout, one natural, one man-made. The volcano grounded every flight between the U.S. and Europe. The blowout killed 11 people, could ruin a huge fishing industry, and will drive up energy prices for everybody. All of that is worse than anything these terrorists could have done. But we keep going. There's no panic. We find ways to cope. By the way, I see one theory for the bomb was that it was parked near the parent company of Comedy Central, so maybe it was retaliation for the Muhammad episode on South Park. Except Comedy Central ended up censoring that episode, remember?
You said you wanted We got him for you.
We have no way of knowing if is really in there.
Why would you bomb a company for doing what you wanted them to do? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.